This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Welcome to another Black Friday, another year of going to the outlet mall to shop for ourselves. Well, that's what we do in my family. In my defense, I have no idea what to get at this point, and I don't think the deals are that great anyway. Unless you're willing to stand in ridiculous lines ridiculously early. Two things I'm not good at. Dave Mattioli at the Wall Street Journal agrees with me. The WSJ went through years of data to figure out what the best time is to get various categories of stuff. For instance, if you decide to get jewelry or a watch, do it quickly because those things go up as the season goes on. They're often last-minute desperation gifts. Are you getting a kitchen appliance for somebody? Don't laugh. I got my parents a microwave 1 year. They were very happy with it. And I would be kind of happy with a microwave this year. Not saying you gotta get me one. Anyway, you might as well wait until the last minute because most people aren't even going for those at Christmas. By the way, a watch seems to be cheapest in early March. Jewelry, I'm guessing summer through September. Anytime, as long as it's not Valentine's or Christmas, I'm thinking. My wife loves those Uggs boots, and they get pricier as it gets colder. Buy them in September or October. I'm being helpful, huh? It's too late for everything. Same with flat-screen TVs, by the way. Too late! At least to save a lot of money. Hot toys and electronics in general, September or October. In fact, those hot toys can get crazy expensive when the stores run out and you can only find them online. As much as 3 times more. Alright, you're stuck if you still need to get those. What will get cheaper besides kitchen stuff? That's where it gets tricky. It's usually the stuff that retailers think is going to be hot and ends up not. Sometimes you're lucky and have a kid or a family member who wants what they thought would be the hot thing that just plops. I think Furby may end up in that category this year. And retailers have more and more tools to help them gauge inventory and interest and are getting much too good at ordering for demand. That means fewer sales. What about Black Friday, though, and Cyber Monday, for that matter? Well, they're almost purely marketing gimmicks with almost random, incredibly limited deals. You'll have to be really savvy and willing to work for your deal. Sears and Kmart say their deepest discounts are on Black Friday. Well, of course they say that. You may find video game systems and maybe games on sale Black Friday and Cyber Monday, especially Xbox, which is really old. Wii U? That's going to be hot, hot, hot. Forget what those jaded gamers and gamer pundits say. It's going to be a heavy seller. The one thing we have in our favor? Smartphones. We can check for online availability and pricing right in the store, assuming the store lets you use it. Otherwise, in the parking lot or the car. Plus, you can get all those Black Friday deals online or in the apps, so it's easier to keep track. Even if you don't have a smartphone or a shopping app, now I probably have a dozen. Retailers are aware of them and will have more discounts as a result of the phones just existing, because they know people can compare. Some stores will match prices you find on sites like Amazon or Walmart.com. Target's program goes through December 16th. I think Best Buy's does too, but they're kind of different. You have to check them out. There are other programs, and the prices often don't apply Black Friday or Cyber Monday, so you got to do some research. It might be tough to get that price match. I remember back in the day when there were a bunch of stereo stores, they would all have different model numbers for the same item because then they wouldn't have to match the price they advertised that they would match. And I think there are going to be some gotchas this year, too. The key to getting any deal is to be nice. If you're grumpy, aggressive, or annoying, they could easily find reasons not to help you. And on the flip side, if you're nice and sympathetic to their plight, because it's not easy to work retail at this time of year, you could get a better deal than you even expected. Maybe than you even wanted in the first place. Alright, before I play the song, I just want to mention a few hot toys. I'm looking at pictures of figures from movies, and they look like pictures of the actors. It's crazy scary how good they can be now. I wonder how much those are actually played with, though. And I wonder how many kids actually play with them. I'm guessing not many. What are those hot toys? Well, the Doc McStuffins Time for Your Checkup doll. It's from Disney and includes Lammy and some medical tools. There's a high demand for that one. You know, that might have helped me with my feelings about doctors. Might have. It's $30 to $40 right now for 3 to 7-year-olds. But it is in high demand. It could go up. The Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret Sewer Lair playset. It's huge. 3.5 feet tall. It includes a zip line, spring-loaded projectile, floors that fall out, 3 levels. I'm starting to want it. It's about $100 at the Toys R Us website the day I'm recording this. The official retail price is supposed to be $129. Oh, and by the way, figures sold separately. But if you have a kid or you ever were a kid, you probably knew that. It's for four-year-olds and up. Fisher-Price, Jake, and the Neverland Pirates musical pirate ship Bucky. $40, including a couple of figures. Yeah, a couple of figures on that one. It's for three and up, and it's a ship with wheels that when you push it, it rocks side to side like a ship. Don't ask me why it's called Bucky. I don't know. Of course, there are a lot more. Monster High is still huge. Big Wheels are back. Angry Birds Star Wars merchandise. Pillow Pets. There are toys for every kind of kid. And I think that's a good thing. I really like this song. I hope you do too. It's the Soda Boys. And something I can really relate to in the Christmas stocking.
Gotta get back where I belong. Cause it's the 24th, all I got is a song. I got the chestnuts roasting, they're on the note if I toast in. In this party that I'm hosting, well it's fine, but I'm just kinda coasting. I just miss it, so my wishes is that you could be my missus. Or a missus superstitious, cause it's right up on my list. If you can miss it, I'm in business with these supersonic kisses. And his words are only distance, but I'm getting kinda listless. I'ma jump on a train tonight, or maybe stow away on a midnight flight. Gotta get back where my heart feels right. They can try to keep me here, but it ain't worth the fight.
I'm coming home for Christmas. Don't wanna spend another night on my own. Your smile is on my wish list, so keep it right, baby. I'm coming home.
Hey Sam, can I hit your ride? Sit shotgun by your side. Back home to my Christmas tree. That mean the world to me. But if you're busy, I understand. Maybe I wasn't part of your plan. A plane ticket will work just fine. Or I can hitchhike and get back in time. Gotta make it to the place where they recognize my face. And they give me an embrace and a taste of the holiday. That I remember those Decembers. Where the stars would shine above. With the ones I'm dreaming of. Light a fire in my soul, I'm not alone. Tonight I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Before the sun hits, so waking up, shaking off the dim-lit dreams of me coming to your side to sing. Another cup of the dark, rich roast going down your throat as you hear an engine rattle to a stop and choke. Could it be that I made it home? Yes, I did. Somebody please tell me, no matter how big the kid gets, I'm always gonna make it home for Christmas. Your wish list in my pocket, all checked off. More palm grips, you like it. Memories so soft, then you hear a knock unlock as I walk through. Big smile shining bright consumes you. Home's where the heart is, true, true. So my home is you.
I'm coming home. Coming home.
The song's called Coming Home. It's by the Soda Boys, S-O-T-A. They're from Minnesota. They met at Bethel University, and I really like them. There must be something in the water there in Minnesota, because I played a song in 2008 from a group called Tonic Solfa, you might have heard of. And that song was really good, too. This is The Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. I was planning to go through the Neiman Marcus Christmas book again this year, but I'm running out of time. Blogadays on Twitter wanted me to talk about it, though, so I'm going to hit a few things real quick. I think the walk-on role in Annie would be very cool. That's only $30,000. And, of course, the Jetlev water-powered jetpack for $99,500. It turns out you can rent those things in Newport Beach, California, by the way. I saw them on TV. It's almost $300 a session to do it, but, man, it looks fun. And if you are considering the 2013 Neiman Marcus Edition McLaren 12C Spider for $354,000, you're out of luck. They are sold out, and they have been for a while. Some of these things are actually bought. It's twitter.com/xmasstocking, by the way. We're on mikechristmasstocking.net. That's the main page. You find out all the information about the music I play and past episodes and ways to help the Christmas stocking, ways to shop Amazon, and I want you to be a part of the show. Click Call Me and wish Merry Christmas to somebody really special, or share your favorite Christmas memory. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/christmasstocking. What's up, Aaron? We're on Google Plus, too. Search for Christmas Stocking Podcast at plus.google.com. I think I may do a hangout soon, so make sure you get on there. Thank you to everyone who's given to the Christmas Stocking, mychristmasstocking.net. Click Contribute. It means a lot. In the last couple of years, a story has exploded, and I've gotten requests from many people to discuss it. Maybe it's not a story, maybe it's a holiday character. Anyway, he doesn't seem very Christmassy to me, and that's one reason I've been avoiding him. He's actually scary. Okay, maybe it's time to stop avoiding. Krampus. Next time, in the Christmas stocking.